You're listening to the Inside the Mix podcast with your host, Mark Matthews.
Hello and welcome to the Inside the Mix podcast. I'm Mark Matthews, your host, musician, producer, and mix and mastering engineer. You've come to the right place if you want to know more about your favorite synth music artists, music engineering and production, songwriting, and the music industry. I've been writing, producing, mixing, and mastering music for over 15 years, and I want to share what I've learned with you. Hey there, folks, and welcome back to a new episode of the Inside the Mix podcast. And welcome aboard if you are a new listener, and make sure you smash that subscribe button. And to all the returning listeners, it's great to have you back as always. Now, welcome to episode 4, the penultimate episode of the 5-day Audience Growth Accelerator Challenge. I'm getting used to saying that now after sort of 4 episodes of doing this. I'm bringing you a special series of podcast episodes all about growing your fan base using social media. If you haven't checked out episodes 84 to 86, I strongly suggest you make sure to give them a listen before diving into this episode. So what are we doing today? Today, we're exploring CTAs or call to actions and how you can use them. So let's dive in. So the first thing we're going to do is this. We're going to cover what is a CTA. A CTA is a call to action. You've heard me mention it a few times now. If you go to Google and you type that in, what is a CTA? Is going to come out with something along the lines of a marketing term that refers to the next step a marketer wants its audience or reader to take. Every bit of content you put out, you should have a CTA. What do you want your audience to do? If you've released a new song, you probably want them to go and stream it or at least share it. If you're about to release a song, you probably want them to pre-save. Maybe you want them to subscribe, maybe leave a comment. Maybe you want them to let them know your thoughts. Maybe you want them to DM you. But you need some form of CTA. What do you want them to do? It could well be just subscribe, like, follow, any one of those. So that is what a CTA is, and you should always have a CTA in your posts. So tip number 2, how many CTAs should you use? Now, I've done a fair amount of research into this, and I've listened to various podcasts and read blogs and stuff, and I believe that you should only have one CTA. I don't know if you're anything like me, if I see multiple CTAs, I can get a bit bamboozled and I end up doing nothing. But if there's one clear CTA, call to action, that you want your audience to do, then put that in and use that call to action across all your social media, across all your platforms, whatever it is you're communicating, have that one call to action. And you probably run it running for like 3 or 4 weeks, depending on what sort of project you're doing. But one CTA. If you have too many, if you're saying follow, like, subscribe, share, comment, whatever it may be, what you'll probably find, the more you have, the less likely you're going to get any response or any action from your audience. But if you have one clear CTA, you're going to get more results. So once again, just one clear CTA across all your content. Okay, so here we go. The final tip in this episode, and it's probably 2 tips in one. So first, where should you use a CTA? The best practice for this, I find, is at the end of the video for like 4 or 5 seconds, but obviously it depends on the length of the video. You might have a shorter video, in which case you don't want it taking up the whole of the video. And also in the text or description as well, put your CTA in there. And the use of emojis is quite helpful with this as well as you're scrolling through, because suitable use of emojis can help sort of catch the eye, as it were. But once again, one CTA in your video and then another one in your actual description of your content, and just stick with that one call to action. So the next bit is, the next question is, how long should you use the same CTA? Now, it really depends on what you're doing. If you are doing a pre-save campaign, for example, you probably want to use it for 2 or 3 weeks and just keep using it over and over again and be consistent with that one CTA. I find that, for example, if I'm going to be launching something with the podcast, I will use a CTA for at least 4 weeks in terms of pre-roll, post-roll. So once again, you've probably heard me, or rather the advert for this particular mini series at the beginning and the end of podcast episodes for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But it's one call to action and you want that mirrored across everything. So it really, once again, there is no sort of hard and fast rule for this, but you want to give it a fair amount of weeks in terms of you're building up to a release or you're pre-saving. And be consistent with it as well. Be consistent. Keep banging that drum. Because I believe there is a sort of, it's not necessarily a law of averages, but you need at least 7 touch points generally before somebody will even consider taking action. So just bear that in mind when it comes to the length of how long you're going to use a CTA. Okay, folks, now it's time to take action. Here's what you need to do off the back of this episode. Number one, create a single CTA that aligns with your audience and what you are currently trying to promote. Number two, use this CTA on all of your online content for the next 3 weeks. And then number three, make sure you have something at the end of the CTA. Now, I didn't touch on this just now, actually, but if you are directing them to something, your audience to something, make sure there's something there for them to go to, not just a blank web page or a broken link or something. Make sure there is something at the end. And of course, stay tuned for the final episode in our mini series, where we will be exploring why it's important to be social on social media. See you there. Whoa, before you go, make sure to snag your free test master from Synth Music Mastering. Imagine enhancing your music with my steadfast dedication to quality and that personalized touch. And here's the kicker, it's absolutely free, no cost at all. Simply head over to synthmusicmastering.com or click the link in the episode description to claim your free test master.